continues.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay-Z has 99 problems and the NCAA should not be one, okay? This is really more so about John Calipari, I think. He's sort of the modern-day Jerry Tarkanian in the sense that him and the NCAA have this contentious relationship because of some of the things that have happened at Memphis and UMass. So they always have the spotlight on anything that he does, because I guarantee you, if Jay-Z would have celebrated with VCU and Shaka Smart, I'm guessing that there would be nothing, no hubbub, no big deal. Michael Jordan has said things to his university, to North Carolina, talking about what he's going to buy him and that sort of thing, and no one said anything about that. So to me, this is the NCAA saying, John Calipari, we're always going to be watching you.
That's ESPN's Jamil Hill commenting on the NBA's investigation of rapper Jay-Z, who also is part owner of the New Jersey Nets. Jay-Z may have committed an NBA violation by paying a visit to the University of Kentucky locker room after they defeated North Carolina last weekend. The NBA, the NHL, the beginning of the baseball season, sports and sports talk radio, part of this week's countdown, as usual, at number 10. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 1st of April, reviewing all the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9, real focus on Major League Baseball beginning, people getting excited, what's going on with the teams, who are the big players this year, et cetera, et cetera. In a sports talk radio interview, Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation, talked about a new problem baseball teams are having. Just like America, they're pretty heavily in debt.
Over the last 20 or 30 years, baseball is actually less popular, but it became more profitable. And that's because the economics of the game fundamentally changed. Instead of being decided if your team was successful by the number of tickets sold or television ratings, it really became something where how much public subsidies do you get from your given municipality? And that's what it became a race to get, how public subsidies. And over the last 20 years, we're talking about something like $20 billion in public funds went to either refurbish or build brand new sparkling stadiums. Now the money's not there anymore, and all of these teams that have been leveraged and with the assumption that the money would never stop now find themselves in a lot of trouble. I mean, the Texas Rangers, who just played in the World Series, were up for sale at a bankruptcy sale a year ago. I mean, this is unprecedented in baseball history.
Rising oil and gas prices, number 8 on the countdown. Texas Talk host Michael Garfield speaks about what the threshold will be for Americans on the price of gasoline.
What's the dollar figure, or have we already hit it, that you're going to say, whoa, we're going to carpool, we may sell one of our cars, or we're going to move out of this country? Now, let me help you out. Don't move out of this country, because other than, what is it, Venezuela, almost every other country in the world has got extremely higher gas prices than us. I mean, I remember, what was the last time? It was about 3 years ago. I was in Europe, and I saw the gas price. And the gas price was like, it said, remember, it was in the pound. So maybe it was, I saw the number. It was like 1.25. Maybe it was 1.50. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, gas is so cheap. I'm moving over here. I just need to learn to roll on the left side of the road. But then I realize it's in the euro or the pound, wherever it was, which is double. And so the $1.25 now is $2.50. And oh, by the way, they don't sell it by the gallon. They sell it by the liter. And you get roughly 4 liters to the gallon. Now multiply, that's like $10 a gallon, if my third grade matriculation math helps. We're going to hit 4. It's not even summer travel time. And you know what happens there. Obama, under pressure to respond to the rising gas prices, today he is going to outline a number of initiatives to cut the nation's reliance on foreign oil, including new initiatives to expand oil production and increase the use of natural gas to power vehicles, increase the production of ethanol, and the whole thing. It's another attempt to take the initiative on energy policy. And it comes as the Republicans in Congress are stepping up criticism of the administration for not allowing more oil and gas drilling in the United States.
Coming up, Donald Rumsfeld weighs in on the kill team photos, and Wisconsin has another problem with unions, all on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105, 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can't.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 7, the controversy over those kill team photos. Rolling Stone magazine published horrific photos taken by members of the U.S. military who allegedly were part of what's being called the kill team. Those individuals have been described by the Army, according to the Rolling Stone, as a quote-unquote rogue unit operating completely on their own without the knowledge of their superiors. The magazine's editor, Mark Bohl, talked to former Defense Secretary Rumsfeld about these kill teams, which he says is worse than what went on at Abu Ghraib.
Hi, Mr. Secretary. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us. What are your thoughts on the latest kill team photos out of Afghanistan?
If they're the ones I'm thinking of, it's where some there are allegations that some soldiers killed some people. You know, I feel such a responsibility as an American that when people are in our custody, that we treat them properly. And it is always heartbreaking when we see that there are allegations or photographs or suggestions that people have mismanaged that process. And, of course, the courts will decide in this case, but it is interesting that in the case of Abu Ghraib, which was such a important press event, that nobody was killed. And in this case, it looks as though there are allegations that some people actually were killed.
And how do these stack up against the Abu Ghraib photos, for example?
Oh, the situation, of course, is much worse if someone dies. But it's a sad thing. It's unfortunate. The overwhelming majority of the men and women in uniform are professional. They handle themselves well. They treat people properly that are in our custody, and no question but that they are punished in the event that the courts, military commissions, or uniform code, under the uniform code of military justice, decide that they've done something wrong, they get punished.
You spent a lot of time in your book and a lot of media talking about the Abu Ghraib photos, and you offered your resignation to President Bush, and he didn't accept it. I believe the quote in the book was, "Don, sometimes heads have to roll over this." Do you think that Secretary Gates should resign immediately over this?
I'm not going to give anyone else any advice. I don't know the facts well enough. I know what I felt, and I wrote about it in my book, my memoir, Known and Unknown.
State public union battles, number 6 on the countdown this week. Host Vicki McKenna talks with a caller on her program who received a threatening letter about supporting public unions.
One of those business owners is on the phone right now. I believe this is the owner of, is it Maximum Security Systems?
Yes, it is.
It's Tiger, who is actually also the owner of a building that has some other businesses in it that received the shakedown letter. And you were featured on Channel 6 last night, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I was.
All right. It's now gotten national attention. So what? Let me ask you this first off. When you first got this letter, and letter with language like, and I'm going to do my best Long Island Jimmy the Parrot impersonation here, because I can't do Marlon Brando very well. We'd ask that you reconsider taking a sign, and by ask, I mean order. No, I'm sorry, that's not the language. We'd ask that you reconsider taking a sign and stance to support public employees in this community. Failure to do so leaves us no choice but to do a public boycott of your business. And sorry, neutral means no to those of us who work for the largest employer in the area and are union members. So when you get a letter like this, you know, what's your knee-jerk reaction?
Well, I have to admit that when I opened it up, I kind of had a smirk on my face. And then when I was reading it, I turned to my partner, Ron, and I said, you got to be kidding me, Ron. And he goes, what do you got there? And he starts reading it, and he starts shaking his head. He goes, this isn't right. He goes, this just is not right. So I placed a little phone call to somebody else that I know who's very close to me, and I read it to him, and he did the same thing. He says, no. He says, you can't do that. He said, that's not right either. And it's, to me, Vicki, it's not whether you're left or whether you're right. I don't care. I mean, everybody's got their own beliefs. But doggone it anyhow, don't tell me that I have to do this. Don't tell me that.
That's the thing. It's not saying we're mad at you because you have politics we don't like. That's what the first round, and that was offensive enough, the first round of letters. This is saying you are going to pledge your public support for us or else.
The number 5 thing on the countdown this week, President Obama's sinking approval ratings. Talk host Doug Collette talked about some of the latest polling numbers about the president and how they keep going down, especially since his speech about Libya.
The numbers today, half of the registered voters surveyed for the poll think the president does not deserve a second term in office, while 41% says he does. It's a Quinnipiac poll who released just 4 weeks ago that was then it was 45% to 47% about whether he should be reelected. The decline in support for a second Obama term comes as his approval rating has dropped 4 percentage points since early March, now at 42%, a record low in the poll released Wednesday. His disapproval rating has risen from 46% to 48%. According to the story in front of me here, the downward shift may be in part the result of dissatisfaction over U.S. involvement in Libya, with 47% of those surveyed saying they oppose it. By a margin of 58 to 29%, registered voters said that Obama has not clearly stated U.S. goals for the mission. That's, again, after speaking to the nation for, 25 minutes the other night. I sat there and watched it, and when I watch Obama, I'm just, okay, he's talking. I keep wanting to see, maybe I should do the subtitle thing next time he speaks and see if it's any different from what I'm hearing, because a lot of times when you get finished listening to him, I have no idea what he just said. And maybe we are just the dumb, uneducated, unwashed Americans out there that they think we really are, because sometimes I'm like, well, he didn't say anything.
Coming up, Congress goes back to work, and for now, well, maybe not for very long, because there's a possible government shutdown looming.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 4 in the countdown, the federal budget battle, the threat again of a government shutdown. So we have Taco Steve Scott here talking to Laura McGann from Politico.com about the possibility once again there may be a government shutdown.
Laura, the next budget deadline we're looking at is April 8th, a week from Friday. Is Congress getting any closer to a deal?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, we don't have a deal. So the question is, can something get hashed out in a week? And it looks like on Capitol Hill there are negotiations happening, but it's an interesting situation because we have Democrats and Republicans fighting, and there's also internal conflict within the Republican conference that's making it difficult. So if they can overcome those political hurdles, then maybe we'll avert a shutdown, but that's still a question.
You know, we've already had a couple of temporary spending plans to keep the government moving along. Does it seem unlikely that there would be a third of those temporary plans?
Well, it's hard to say. There have been members of the Republican Party who have said, we want to look serious here. We want to take this seriously. We want a real bill. And so even though they've sort of gotten what they wanted on these short-term bills, they don't want to see that still happening. And in fact, Boehner wasn't able to pass the last short-term bill with just his majority. He had to lean on Democrats to get that done. So for those reasons, it seems a little bit less likely that they'll try to do that. But no one knows is kind of the answer. But it's a possibility, but it looks tougher than it did for the first two.
The large freshman class in the House has a Tea Party influence. Is that playing a role in all this?
Definitely. I mean, they pulled their leadership much farther to the right in terms of cuts on the first vote. And then on the second vote, they said, no, this isn't good enough. And Boehner had to rely on Democrats to get his bill passed. So you're seeing them have, a real influence within their own conference. And not just the freshmen, but they're sort of, I would say, emboldening other conservatives in the conference to join them and pull their leadership farther to the right.
From MSNBC, Big Ed Schultz talks about what might happen if there's a government shutdown.
If you think you don't have skin in the game, if the Republicans shut down the government, let me tell you something. You better start thinking differently. Because, if you need a passport, can't get it done. Planning a visit to a national park or monument? Too bad. Can't get there. 9 million visitors were shut out in the last shutdown, costing $14 million a day in lost business. Now, if you're a business that relies on those visitors, too bad. Now, I was wondering, are you a veteran who relies on benefit checks, GI Bill, educational support, or just needs someone at the VA to answer your questions? Too bad. They won't be there. More than 400,000 had to wait for their checks in the last shutdown. This has got real ramifications. Do you work for a government contractor or work for someone who supplies them? Well, too bad. Are you a state or local worker whose salary is subsidized and helped out by federal funds? Well, you're going to be affected. Live near a toxic waste site getting cleaned up by those government workers and government money? Now you get the picture. 600 cleanups were suspended in the last shutdown. If you're applying for Social Security or Medicare, or you need treatment from the National Institutes of Health, or if you're perfectly healthy but you'd like to get warnings about the spread of contagious disease from the Centers for Disease Control, too bad. They won't be in business. Now, here's one for you. If you're in real estate or your business is tied to the housing market, this is going to be a tough one. The last shutdown jammed up deals going through the Federal Housing Administration so badly that it was blamed for the downturn in the housing market. Now, if you live in the country and you have a stake in the economy, directly or indirectly, your skin is deeply thick, big time, in this game, my friend.
Battle over the budget, number four. That's the number four most talked about topic this week in the world of talk radio. Once again, we're reviewing the hot hits, the big items for the week ending Friday, the 1st of April. Recapping now where we are so far, sports talk radio, number 10, Major League Baseball, number 9, rising price of gasoline, number 8, the kill team photos, number 7, number 6, the public union battles continue, the president's approval ratings, number 5, battle over the budget, number 4. That leaves number 3, 2, and 1. They're up next on our talk radio review.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. you can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, we're reviewing the hot hits. Up to number three, Japan and the nuclear situation. They're experiencing some real problems, as we all know, following that earthquake. Karen Sloan from the AP reported on Japan's attempt to reach out to other countries for help.
Japanese authorities are increasingly turning to international help to stabilize the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Tokyo announced it was setting up a panel of Japanese and American nuclear and military experts to address the crisis at the facility. One American military barge was steaming out of Tokyo Bay, heading up to Fukushima Thursday. And French experts in eliminating contaminated water have already arrived. They can help with one of the major dilemmas. Operators have had to pump in water to cool the plant reactors, but water tainted with radioactivity is pooling inside the complex, leaking into the ground and the ocean and hampering the ability of crews to work on the site. The French nuclear giant Areva does have specialized knowledge. However, Chief Executive Anne Levergeon warns the problem will be tough to tackle.
Everybody is worried about the situation because there is no precedent, and visibly it is very complex.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy came to Japan Thursday, the first major international leader to visit the country since the disastrous earthquake and tsunami originally struck back on March 11th. He met with Prime Minister Naoto Kan, afterward pledging assistance and an international review of nuclear safety. Kan promised an in-depth look at Japanese dependence on nuclear energy.
We will have to review our usage of nuclear power on the basis of a thorough study of what caused this accident.
Japanese officials also have said they'll look at whether they need to widen the 20-kilometer danger zone around the stricken plant. Greenpeace had already raised the alarm about conditions in a village twice that distance from Fukushima Daiichi, and the International Atomic Agency said Wednesday radiation levels in Itate were twice the threshold it recommends for evacuations.
Talk Show's Dave Visor here with CBS's Lucy Kraft, who is in Japan, about the concerns the increasing radiation levels in towns that had been outside the original 19-mile evacuation zone.
This morning, there's a lot of concern about the levels of radiation in a village that's about 25 miles from the Fukushima nuclear power plant.
Yeah, this is Idatemura. It's a dairy farming village, and it's outside the exclusion zone that the Japanese had set up. So the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, is advising the Japanese government to widen the exclusion zone.
Now, is the Japanese government listening to that?
Well, they're listening, but they're saying, you know, your sampling is very limited. We need to do our own sampling. So what's going to happen is the Japanese are going to intensify their checks of soil, air, water, et cetera, and then present their own findings and make a decision about what to do about the evacuation zone.
Wouldn't it seem like the best idea to just go beyond the safe zone, if you will, if you're seeing another agency show higher levels, or are they just worried that they're going to cause a panic if they do that?
Well, you have to remember, this is not an area where there are no people or businesses. It's very heavily, I mean, it's a rural area, but there's still quite a few people living there. There are a lot of businesses, a lot of farms. And before the government goes in and says, all right, everybody out, you know, they want to make completely sure that there is a danger. These contamination levels, I don't know if you've been following them, but they change by the hour practically. You know, there's quite a wide fluctuation in the numbers. So the government's trying to be careful about this. And you also probably have noticed all the people who are going to these evacuation centers, it's not a simple thing. And relocating hundreds of thousands of people is very, very onerous and proving very difficult.
I was seeing radiation levels in seawater near the plant more than 4,300 times the legal limit. So still a lot of concern about how that's going to impact the fishing industry as well as farmers, right?
Yes, that's correct. But again, we're seeing huge fluctuation in these numbers. So we spoke to a radiation expert the other day, and he was saying that he didn't think it was a good idea for the government to be so transparent in releasing numbers literally as they collect them, because you need an expert really to figure out what's going on, and you also need to average over a period of time. This is a very kind of trivial comparison, but it would be almost like checking your weight every hour.
Yeah.
and you know, to really get a valid reading, you would need to do it at a larger intervals, or be someone who is skilled at reading those kinds of numbers.
Still, Lucy, what is the impact in Tokyo? How are people reacting? Are sushi places quiet now? You know, how do people react when they hear this and they're unsure more than anything else?
Well, I mean, it's people are the same as they've been from the start of this crisis. They're trying to watch and be aware and not really taking everything that the government says with a grain of salt. But we still have to go about our lives. You can't just, you know, relocate 12 million people out of the one of the largest cities in the world. So people are trying to make the best of it. If you have small children, obviously you're much more concerned. Those kinds of people are trying to use bottled water. A lot of people are sending their children out of town, but school's starting right now. So you need to make a decision. Are you going to keep your kid where you live, or are you going to move to another part of Japan where, you know, you don't have a job or anything like that? So people don't have a lot of options.
Coming up, a look at what the president had to say about energy. That's in the focus next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
High
rights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
A survey conducted this month reveals attitudes and behaviors of menthol smokers showing they feel twice addicted both to menthol and to the tobacco and cigarettes. What's more, 4 out of 5 menthol smokers say they would likely try to quit if the FDA were to ban menthol cigarettes. Dr. Cedric Bright, associate professor at Duke University Medical Center and president-elect of the National Medical Association.
Most menthol smokers in the survey reported that they want to quit, but they were less likely to have tried quitting compared to our regular smokers, and they were less likely to have tried any types of treatment. More needs to be done to educate our smokers about the accessible resources, such as counseling and nicotine replacement therapy, which are proven methods for improving smokers' chances of quitting.
Dr. Bright is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare, but his opinions regarding smoking cessation are his own. 82% of African-American adult smokers surveyed choose menthol cigarettes versus just 25% of adult smokers of other groups. The good news is most want to quit. Visit Nicorette.com for more on quitting smoking. I'm Bob Fox reporting.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with more from the talk radio world. Up to number 2, President Obama's energy speech earlier in the week. CNN's Megan Clougherty broke down what the president had to say and what it might mean.
In response to rising gas prices, President Obama outlined a plan to expand offshore oil and natural gas drilling to provide short-term relief and other steps that would allow the nation to transition to cleaner and cheaper sources of energy.
We consume about 25% of the world's oil. We only have 2% of the reserves.
Obama said the demands of the global oil consumption and the instability in the oil market leave America with no other choice but to act now to establish its energy independence.
We've got to discover and produce cleaner, renewable sources of energy that also produce less carbon pollution, which is threatening our climate. And we've got to do it quickly.
The president said that despite fears raised by the nuclear plant emergency in Japan, he's not abandoning nuclear power as an alternative to oil. While Obama's plan to increase offshore drilling may upset the environmental lobby, his energy secretary emphasized that drilling is a short-term fix.
Ultimately, what this is about is diversifying our supply of energy.
Republican leaders charge the president's program won't do much to make things better for Americans anytime soon.
The president's target is decades from now, but Americans should be able to expect action now.
While the president's efforts to reduce oil prices bring motorists relief at the gas pump, the administration plans to raise fuel efficiency standards for car makers this fall, which could result in an increase in sticker prices.
Over on Fox, Britt Hume thought the president's energy speech sounded a bit too familiar.
In his energy speech, the president poked fun at the phrase "drill, baby, drill," which became a Republican rallying cry during the last big run-up in gasoline prices. There was, though, another slogan much used by Republicans back then to describe their energy policy, quote, "find more, use less." And here was Mr. Obama today speaking of, quote, first finding and producing more oil at home, second reducing our overall dependence on oil with the cleaner alternative fuels and greater efficiency, end quote. In other words, find more and use less, with the president placing special emphasis on more natural gas. But before anyone concludes that anything has changed in the Obama energy policies, note his emphasis on strict environmental safeguards. He wants them for renewed drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. He wants them for increased natural gas production. He wants them for additional production of coal and nuclear power. The only forms of energy he seemed to bless without reservation are those derived from such things as switchgrass and wood chips, which now produce almost none of our energy and cannot even survive without government subsidies. The hard truth is that every major source of domestic energy carries safety and environmental risks. You either accept that and get on with it, or buy the stuff from overseas and accept all the risks that go with that.
Talk host John Gambling talks with energy expert Dr. Matthew Cordaro now. didn't think we heard anything new from the president.
I thought the whole thing was pretty patronizing and again continues what presidents and a long list of presidents have done, just giving lip service to this problem. Your reaction?
Well, it's as you say, it is not much new. There's no magic bullet there. The message is we need to depend on all alternatives, and that includes fossil fuels, and very much nuclear power, in spite of what we're seeing in the news these days, and renewables. Renewables are things we should pursue, but there's a realization starting to creep into the mix that you can only depend on renewables in a small way. You just can't install renewables on a large scale. It's just the nature of the beast is such you can't put in large quantities to make a big impact on your energy supply. What was new, and this was slightly new, is that there's a recognition that we need to develop domestic sources of oil and gas. And you know, I also think his target for 2025 of cutting back on foreign oil by about one-third, it's not that unreasonable. It's about pretty much what we get from the troubled parts of the world, 3 to 4 million barrels a day. And most of our oil, foreign oil, comes from Canada and Mexico, which is not too much in threat. But, you know, the interesting thing, even on alternative transportation with plug-in hybrids and all, we will have to depend on electricity even more as a percentage of the total energy mix going into the future.
Well, he also has ordered the federal government, I don't know how many people know this, the president has ordered the federal government, the agencies, to buy only alternative fuel, hybrid or electric vehicles by 2015. You know, forcing us to pay extra for expensive automobiles. I understand why he's doing this, but I wonder about it. And I also wonder about this whole fuel efficiency in the car world. Americans really don't want it. There's a story in USA Today this morning, Matt, that you should look at if you haven't seen it already. Automakers are spending more than $50 billion to meet the government's 2016 fuel economy law, but consumers aren't buying enough of the fuel-efficient vehicles necessary to allow automakers to achieve the required 35.5 miles per gallon. We don't want these cars, it seems, even with the high price of gasoline.
That's true, and historically that's been true. And as the consumer pushes back, I think you may see a relaxation in that in time, or at least some delays in enforcement of that. And it's what happens. It's happened in the past. I do think that plug-in hybrids may be something beneficial down the line as we improve them somewhat, and also because they depend on clean electrical energy produced by clean nuclear power plants and other sources such as natural gas combined cycle units. That's the way to go.
Here's Taco's Garland Robinette with a caller who thinks the president had some good ideas about energy, and he believes that we might even be able to do what the president suggested ahead of schedule.
Walton and Gretna, appreciate the call.
Yeah, well, you're already familiar with clean energy fuels.
Yeah.
And the Westport Innovations out of Canada. I think he can do it. I think they can cut the imports by one-third in 10 years.
Huh.
And the reason, because Clean Energy Fuels already signed a contract with Travel Centers of America to put natural gas filling stations in all their travel centers.
Yeah, but
once that's done, the diesel, the trucking industry is going to start converting their trucks to natural gas.
You know, it's interesting you said that. I got a call.
Hold on.
Let me respond to what you said, and I'll let you keep talking. A friend of mine owns a car dealership. I've got him on my voicemail. Wants to come on the show because he agrees with you, the natural gas in the trucks. And I do, too, because T. Boone Pickens, the big oil magnate, has gone from putting hundreds of millions of dollars into wind into buying up natural gas for trucks. Okay. Now, you pull up pros and cons on natural gas for trucks. And I'm with you. I think it's a good idea. Two things. First of all, it'll take a minimum of 7 years to build the infrastructure you're talking about. I don't think it's 7 years. More importantly, have you ever heard of the problems with fracking of natural gas?
Yeah, I've heard about fracking.
All right, so you've got lawsuits all over the country now to stop it. You got news reports, Texas, Pennsylvania, all over the Middle East. It is polluting, they say, our drinking water, which scares the hell out of people that are even pro oil and gas.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about Libya next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, number one on the countdown this week. The President's speech, the International Coalition No-Fly Zone, Mr. Gaddafi, and the debate over the way the President went to the UN instead of going to your Congress. Here's Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who is adamantly opposed to what the President has done.
In 2 years, we have moved from President Bush's doctrine of preventive war to President Obama's assertion of the right to go to war without even a pretext of a threat to the nation. This administration is now asserting the right to go to war because a nation may threaten force against those who have internally taken up arms against it. Keep in mind, our bombs began dropping even before the United Nations International Commission of Inquiry could verify allegations of murder of non-combatant civilians by the Gaddafi regime. The administration deliberately avoided coming to Congress and furthermore rejects the principle that Congress has any role in this matter. Yesterday, we learned that the administration would forge ahead with military action even if Congress passed a resolution constraining the mission. This is a clear and arrogant violation of our Constitution. Even a war launched ostensibly for humanitarian reasons is still a war. And only Congress can declare war.
On NBC, Andrea Mitchell talked to Richard Stengel from Time magazine about the president creating what the news media calls the Obama doctrine.
He says there's no doctrine, but there really is a doctrine that he's laid out.
I would say there isn't.
It seems to be limited war and wars of choice, if you don't want to call it a war, engagements of choice, where we have a coalition and where we have support from the region.
Yes, I think, I think every president has to make a similar calculation. They look at our values, they look at our interests, and they look at our capacity. And if they all align, they act. I mean, so you could call it a war of choice. You call it a pragmatic intervention. I think he's a pragmatic idealist. And when he's looked at that whole selection of possible motives and he's factored in the moral calculus, because I think he genuinely felt that there was a humanitarian disaster about to happen, then he acts. I mean, that is the Obama doctrine.
Host Brian Wilson with Matt Welch from Reason Magazine about the way Mr. Obama talked regarding military involvement in other countries when he was a candidate versus what he's saying now as the president.
I'm getting a sense here that we're all finally starting to learn that when we compare and contrast candidate Obama with President Obama, we're essentially looking at, or at least trying to follow, a policy more akin to the three-card Monte games we see played on the streets of New York than the policy wonking that we are accustomed to from the logic free zone.
He did a wonderful job of letting people have the impression that he was an anti-war candidate. It's kind of similar to what Howard Dean did in 2004. You remember the whole Dean scream and all that.
Pre-scream, yes.
He was the big anti-war candidate there, and yet he had supported 4 out of the previous 5 military interventions abroad. He just didn't like Iraq. And Obama was the same way. If you covered his campaign, which we did here pretty closely, and specifically with an eye on that question, like, when are you going to send our troops in harm's way? It's kind of a fundamental question. You saw that he was talking already on the campaign trail of waging war unilaterally if need be, of doubling down in Afghanistan and sending drones into Pakistan, all this kind of stuff. He was sending those messages, but no one wanted to hear them. They wanted to think they were voting for Mr. Anti-War Guy. And so there's been a lot of crocodile tears and sort of people claiming to be disappointed in what he has been. And what he has been is the same as every president we've had now for 20 years, someone who runs on a humble foreign policy, and then, what do you know, the horrible responsibilities of governing are such that we're just going to have to, and oh, look, that guy looks like Hitler.
So, Libya, once again, the most talked about topic on talk radio and talk television this past week. Recapping, Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Major League Baseball, the story all by itself and the excitement created, number 9. Rising price of gasoline and petroleum, number 8. Number 7, those kill team photos. Number 6, the public union battles that seem to be cropping up again or continuing. President's sinking approval is number 5. The budget and the threat of a shutdown, number 4. Nuclear crisis in Japan, number 3. Number 2, the president's speech on energy. And number 1, Libya. That's what's going on around the world of talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.